As she sat up, coughing further and growing dizzy, she found herself craving the metal more than she'd imagined that she ever would. Allomancy wasn't supposed to be addictive, not like certain herbs or poisons. However, at that moment she could have sworn that all the scientists and philosophers were flat-out wrong. Yeoman made a sharp gesture with one arm, still not turning from the sunset. A servant approached, bearing a cup for Vin. She eyed it uncertainly.
"If I wanted to poison you, Lady Venture," Yeoman said without turning, "I could do it without guile."
"Good point," Vin thought wryly, accepting the cup and drinking the water it contained.
"Water," Yeoman said, "collected from rain, then strained and purified. You will find no trace metals in it to burn. I specifically ordered it kept in wooden containers only."
Clever, Vin thought. Years before she'd become consciously aware of her allomantic powers, she'd been burning the tiny bits of metal she haphazardly got from groundwater or dining utensils. The water quenched her thirst and stilled her cough.
"So," she finally said, "if you're so worried about me eating metals, why leave me ungagged?"
Yeoman stood quietly for a moment. Finally he turned, and she could see the tattoos across his eyes and face, his skin reflecting the deep colors of the falling sun outside. On his forehead he wore his single silvery bead of atium.
"Various reasons," said the Obligator King.
Vin studied him, then raised the cup to take another drink. The motion jangled her manacles, which she eyed in annoyance as they again restricted her movement.
"They're made of silver," Yeoman said, "a particularly frustrating metal for Mistborn, or so I am told."
Silver. Useless, unburnable silver. Like lead, it was one of the metals that provided no allomantic powers at all.
"An unpopular metal indeed," Yeoman said, nodding to the side.
A servant approached Vin, bearing something on a small platter. Her mother's earring. It was a dull thing, allomantically made of bronze with some silver plating. Much of the gilding had worn off years ago, and the brownish bronze showed through, making the earring look to be the cheap bauble it was.
"Which is why," Yeoman continued, "I am so curious as to why you would bother with an ornament such as this. I have had it tested. Silver on the outside, bronze on the inside. Why those metals? One useless to allomancers, the other granting what is considered the weakest of allomantic powers. Would not an earring of steel or of pewter make more sense?"
Vin eyed the earring. Her fingers itched to grab it, if only to feel metal between her fingers. If she'd had steel, she could have pushed on the earring, using it as a weapon. Kelsier had once told her to keep wearing it for that simple reason. Yet it had been given to her by her mother, a woman Vin had never known, a woman who had tried to kill her. Vin snatched the earring. Yeoman watched curiously as she stuck it in her ear. He seemed wary, as if waiting for something.
"If I really did have some trick planned," she thought, "he'd be dead in an instant. How can he stand there so calmly? Why give me my earring? Even if it isn't made of useful metals, I might find a way to use it against him."
Her instincts told her he was trying an old street ploy, kind of like throwing your enemy a dagger to make him attack. Yeoman wanted to spring any traps she was planning. It seemed a silly move. How could he possibly hope to best a Mistborn?
"Unless he himself is a Mistborn," Vin thought. "He feels he can beat me. He has atium and is ready to burn it when I try something."
Vin did nothing, made no attack. She wasn't certain if her instincts about Yeoman were right, but that didn't really matter. She couldn't attack, for the earring had no hidden secret. The truth was, she simply wanted it back because it felt comfortable in her ear. She was accustomed to wearing it.
"Interesting," Yeoman said. Regardless, you are about to discover one of the reasons I have left you without a gag.
With that, he raised a hand toward the door. He clasped his hands behind his back as a servant opened the door, showing in an unarmed soldier in the white and brown of Ellen's livery.
You should kill him, Ruand whispered in her mind. All of them.
Lady Venture, Yeoman said without looking at her, I must ask you not to speak to this man except when I indicate and answer only as I request. Otherwise, he will have to be executed, and a fresh messenger sent for from your army.
The soldier paled. Vin just frowned, eyeing the obligator king. Yeoman was obviously a calm man, and he wanted to appear harsh. How much of it was an act?
You can see that she is alive, as promised, Yeoman said to the soldier.
How do we know that this is not a Chandra in disguise? The soldier asked.
You can ask your question, Yeoman said.
Lady Venture, the soldier said, what did you have for dinner the night before you went to the party inside the city? It was a good question to ask. A Chandra would have interrogated her about important moments, such as her first meeting with Elend. Something like a meal, however, was so random that no Chandra would have thought to ask about it. Now, if Vin could remember... She looked at Yeoman. He nodded. She could answer.
Eggs, she said. Fresh eggs that I bought in the city during one of my spying trips.
The man nodded.
You have your answer, soldier, Yeoman said. Report to your king that his wife is still alive.
The soldier withdrew and the servants closed the door. Vin sat back on the bench, waiting for a gag. Yeoman remained where he was, looking at her. Vin looked back. Finally she spoke.
How long do you think that you can keep Ellen placated?
If you know anything of him at all, then you will realize that he is a king first and a man second. He will do what he needs to do, even if it means my death.
Eventually, perhaps, Yeoman said. However, for now, the stall is effective. They say that you are a blunt woman and appreciate brevity. Therefore, I will be straightforward with you. My purpose in capturing you was not to use you as leverage against your husband.
Is that so? She said flatly. Why did you capture me then?
It is simple, Lady Venture, Yeoman said. I captured